Come, Holy Spirit, our hearts inspire. Enlighten us with your celestial fire. For if you're with us, then nothing else matters. If you're not with us, then nothing else matters. Be with us, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And good evening. Maundy Thursday is a special day in our church. Unless I wash you, you have no share with me. These are the words from our Savior. I vividly recall one of my first Maundy Thursday services that I observed in the Episcopal Church. It was in this very nave when the Reverend Barry Cotter washed the feet of each member who served on the vestry, of which I was a member. He had, of course, forewarned us of his intention, and my immediate reaction was, heck no. Now, if you know me well, you will know that in spite of having spent a large part of my childhood on the Texas Gulf Coast, I am anything but a fan of flip-flops, sandals, or especially bare feet. A good piece of leather between the ground and myself is as comforting as a new set of radial tires on a car. I actually spent several days in turmoil, wondering how I could get out of this terrible predicament that I found myself in. I desperately wanted to participate in all of the Holy Week offerings, but to expose my feet, after having, at the time, spent most of the day in an operating room on them for hours, was just a little bit more than I could deal with. They would be sweaty, nasty, and as Martha said of Lazarus, there might be a stench. Smart guy that I am, I formulated a plan a couple of days before the service. I would come home early, get out of my tennis shoes that were standard work attire, wash my feet, trim my toenails, and lotion them up real good with something from Rebecca's cabinet. So that is exactly what I did. I came home hours before the service was to start, put my feet in the bathtub, soaked them thoroughly, and then carefully dried them with a towel. I then went to a cabinet where I found a lotion that Rebecca had on hand that was scented like gardenias. I applied it liberally and finally figured I had done the best I could do. As best it was, I was now both mentally and physically prepared for the challenge. Now, prior to the foot washing, much as I am doing tonight, Barry gave a homily. I will never forget it. He opened up by saying, "Whenever I sense the smell of gardenias, I recall fondly my first date." I don't recall much of what he said afterwards, but when I went to get my feet washed as a duty, as I saw it at the time, I couldn't help but wink at him. We all have our foot washing moments. It is actually when you receive a gift that is unexpected, and if you're like Peter, you see it as undeserved. It is one of those precious moments in our lives where perhaps the giver actually gets as much, if not more, than the receiver. That is what tonight's message is all about. Receiving the grace that is so freely given. And yet, in our own humility, we are embarrassed or ashamed to claim as our own because we know that we're sinners. But hear the message offered in this text. God does not care what our feet look or smell like. He simply offers himself through his Son to say, "I love you. You are forgiven. I accept your feet as part of your body, which is indeed part of me. Now, I'm not trying to coerce anyone to do something that they are not comfortable with, but I would ask you to contemplate this over the next few minutes. Jesus washed the feet of Judas. So how in heaven could he be offended by yours?